Oh. It's been so long since I've heard this.
It's been so long. Like, I'm cheesing so wide right now. Like, I can't stop smiling. It's been so long since I've heard that intro. But it feels good
to be back.
Yes. A little hiatus, but, you know.
Hey. And if you're listening to this, I am the one, the only, Trent L. Dixon.
Woo!
Wait, I remember how to do this.
Shout out to Wilhelm. We have Lucas in spirit in the building.
Lucas in spirit always.
And then we also have Christian, myself, Eclectic Sage.
Hey.
And welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast that is happy to be here for you whenever you need.
Legend. That's not it, folks.
That's not it. We're doing something a little different today.
Yeah,
so.
We're doing something a little special today.
But in the meantime, while you're doing that, how you been, Trent?
I'm good. It's been a long journey to get back here in front of this soundboard.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
So much has happened.
It's so funny because I think our last episode was like on mental health, and it was so funny how like life became a little bit more difficult, but I felt like I was a bit able to navigate it a little bit better after that conversation. Yeah. How do you feel, though?
I'm good. I think this is helping a lot. It's been, like I said, this last week has been like crazy. I feel like I've been nonstop, especially this last few days, actually.
Nonstop, no Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I remember one time somebody was like, why does Liam Neeson, after taking, just like is always on a form of transportation and just like wrecking people up? And I was like, he was a nonstop and just like on the
I mean, I guess
on the plane. And then what was the other one? He was on the train one. I forgot the. He had a movie where he was on a train or something.
He had a train one, too?
I think he was on a train.
Oh.
I may be bugging, but somebody was like, why is he always in the form of transportation? And then just, like, some shit goes wrong. And then he gotta fight.
The common denominator is Liam Neeson. We need to keep Liam Neeson.
Yeah, keep him off of transport.
Off of transportation. And this shit won't stop happening. Hashtag keep Liam Neeson away.
Yeah.
But so much has happened. I've moved. I'm still in New York.
Yeah.
I'm in an undisclosed location in the Bronx now.
Ooh.
BX.
You're in the X.
Yeah, I'm in the X. I'm deep in the X. I've got a new job. It's a lot, man.
Yeah. How do you feel about the difference between living in Queens to living in the Bronx?
I mean, the biggest difference is the commute, I think, because it's like where it would take me 20 minutes to get to Manhattan, it takes me 40 minutes to an hour to get there. If you know, depending on how the trains are acting.
Yeah, if the train decides to work from the Bronx.
I know one day it took me like 2 hours to get home.
Oh,
it
my
was
goodness.
Wild. We kept stopping underground. Excuse me. There was, what was that? Was that the day it was a police investigation going on? I don't know. It's like always something on the train.
Yeah.
But as far as the community goes, it's good. It's good. I think I've actually, I've made friends with like an older lady in the building. Like every time I'm going to work in the morning, she's coming out to get a coffee and we get like, on the elevator together and we just chat it up, you know?
That's fire though. That's awesome. I feel like that's the underrated thing in the Bronx that doesn't get talked about. Like, a lot of people are very nice and friendly to you. It's like most places, like, as long as you keep your head up, you're not really, like, instigating or in other people's business like that.
Yeah.
It's like any other place.
it's definitely dope, though. Like I said, it's different. Like, my first time coming there is moving there. But it's all good, though. It's all love, and I like it. I like the... like, a lot of people get it twisted and think that people from New York are rude, which a lot of them are.
Yeah.
That's not completely untrue, but there's a different kind of love out here.
Yeah, you know? It's weird to explain. Like, we're mean to nice. It's like we're the most meanest nice people you'll meet.
Yeah, it's very comparable to Southern hospitality, except it's like the Eastern hospitality. I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
New York is like weird. really specific, because if you go to other places in the Northeast, it's like different type of vibes. I'd say like meeting somebody from Boston is definitely way different than meeting somebody from New York. I feel like New York culture just has like a lot of grizzled type of like people. Yeah. Like just because like even I'm sure you can speak to this, like from traveling from the Bronx to like here, that made you like change your perspective on how drastic a commute is in general. Because now even like 40-minute commutes are like not that bad. You're just like, oh, it's gonna be like an hour and a half. All right. Yeah, no, like that's to be expected.
You definitely adjust. What I have been doing though, I've been writing more on the train. I've been reading more on the train.
Yeah, that's
the
good thing.
I've actually been getting more time to do the things that you like to do. Because, I mean, there's nowhere else to go. You're just on the train with other people.
I used to write all my songs on the train, and it would be so funny because you hear, like, please stay and clear the closing doors, please. Like, in the background of the instrumental of the beat.
Wait, you were recording while you were on the train?
Yeah, because I always do demos on my phone. So, like, sometimes I'll do the demo while I'm on the train. And then you hear, like, stay and clear the closing doors, and you're like, I'll try my best to mix it up, but, like, you know, you can only mix out so much.
Shouts out to the MTA for the ad-libs.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to the MTA for I remember I had to take like a test, and it was like, I think it was like the PSAT, and they had like a whole, if for people that don't know, the PSAT is like a practice SAT exam that they administer to you like in your sophomore and your junior year of school. And then they always have like, technically you're not supposed to share the information online, but after the test everybody puts memes up. It's like one of those tests. I'm out of the loop now. I wish I could tap back in. Like, I may just take a practice test one year. and just so I can see the memes. But I remember there was this one year, and they were talking about how the announcers' voices and how they curate the voices of the announcer, and the way the memes were like on fire that year on Twitter. Like, it's so, like, if you have time, like, even though you won't get any memes, just look up like PSAT memes, and they're just gonna be super oddly specific reading section passages that are just like really, really niche, and it's just like, Just comedic gold.
Nice. How have you been? How has this eclectic
Sage
been?
Sage has been pretty good. I've been working on conceptualizing like ideas and projects. Right now I'm on my like graphic design type of kick.
Yes sir.
Right now, like, we're recording in school, so this is my last semester. So very happy about that. Hopefully. What is it, 7 more weeks or after? Well, I don't have any more classes, so 6 more weeks. I will be having no more classes, and then in May, it's my commencement. So I'll be a post grad. I'll be officially a computer scientist.
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah. I am so happy. I cannot wait to be out of school, at least for the time being, and just having like that free time to do like the creative stuff that I like to do. And then just working on a lot of Good Natured Soul stuff. I don't know if we ever mentioned it on podcast, but yeah.
I think we talked about it, but GNS is officially here.
Yeah, GNS, Good Natured Souls, Exist Altruistic is my catchphrase for it. just all around, just going to be just an amalgamation of all the ways that we like to express ourselves. A lot of members of previous episodes are a part of it, and that's all I'll say for now, but beautiful projects coming the way. I'm just happy that we get to speak to it or speak about it, especially through, like, I'm not supposed to be here for real.
And speaking of Good Natured Souls, as of today, October 24th, the boy, the man, the legend, the artist, Prince Inspiration actually dropped a movie.
Yes.
Y'all go check that out on YouTube.
Shout out to Prince Inspiration.
Prince and Friends Monstars.
For people that are not aware of Prince, he is one of the hardest working people I know, especially in the New York underground. He is always throwing an event, always outside performing, DJing, and just like really honing his craft. And he's from the Bronx himself, and he puts in a lot of work. And I'm just very proud of, like, the distance that he covers. And just want to give a big shout-out to him because he'd be inspiring and living to the name for real. Because he inspires a lot of people to keep going with the artistry and keep and provides a lot of platforms through, like, We Are Tribe. I mean, no, well, We Are Five, Tribe, Certified Industries, a lot of different collectives that are... House Party for the DJs. Like, there's a lot of little niche collectives that just keep on amalgamating and keep on coming with each other that just form, like, a lot of the scene that I'm aware of, and some of the scene that I'm not unaware of. So it's just really nice to see that, for one, he's taking the initiative of recording these times and periods. I remember I went to one of his events and he recorded... Well, I was a part of the Prince and Friends, so he has his own series that he does, which is basically his personal curation and his personal brand. So I just wanted to shout him out because he made so far like two movies.
Yes, sir.
We call them movies because they were worthy of that title. Mm-hmm. A lot of work, a lot of love comes into them, and it just shows a lot of like the talent of people of that are typically unheard. And I feel like that's a huge importance. So it's not just him, but it's Prince and Friends. So
yeah, and he be rapping his ass off.
Yes, he is a really, really awesome, amazing rapper. I'm very proud to have him, not on one, but in two upcoming projects in the future. He is, I believe, the only feature in the Little Dipper. As of right now.
Ooh.
So similar to how Jazz for Phantoms was only that was the only feature for that project aside from me and Jules, Prince is that one feature on Little Dipper.
Nice.
So
nice.
Just shout out to him for making such a beautiful song and just being up at 3 a.m. when I'm like, hey, you wanna hop on this beat? And it happened like two times. So
yeah.
You got really lucky. So
yeah, I'll shout out to Prince and the rest of GNS.
Yeah, shout out to Tiara Vernon.
What's up, Tiara?
Oh my gosh!
What up, shout out.
It's been a minute. I know for the catch up episode, but like I really like. In the meantime, I've been like really loving the work that they've been putting in that I get to listen to every day. Shout out to Andrew Matthew.
What formerly, up, Free?
Formerly known as Free Espiritu. At least for the time being, formerly known, I think he just embraces both. He says that, you know, everybody's a free spirit too. So I believe with that mentality, he wants to get us to know Andrew Matthew. So just
that's what's up.
Very beautiful. Working on a project. It's titled Manifest with Jules from the X. Looking forward to
what
that
up,
project.
Jules?
Shout out Jules. Always working.
Yeah, always working.
Always working.
I was about to say, oh yeah, Free has a poetry book that I purchased. I don't know if that's available online.
Yeah,
yo, Free, let us know so we can plug that.
I think the Noblement is the album, the recordings of maybe some poetry. I'm not sure if it's the same book, but yeah, published poet, just all around amazing, makes beautiful music.
And he does his own covers, like
he paints his own covers, like it's
so dope,
so beautiful, and so like extravagant. Like
he was actually on the episode.
Yeah, he was on Free. Yeah, yeah, he's on the album. He was on the podcast. He was talking about Out Eagle, and then shortly afterwards, he released Big Bully. I love Big Bully so much. We didn't get to talk about that one, but like that one, I listened to a lot.
Oh yeah.
And they're working on a joint project, so it's like my two favorite superstars that I know personally are on a
colliding together.
And making some of the most fires.
The shit
it sounds amazing. I cannot hype it more than that. It just sounds amazing.
I think Tiara might be the only person from GNS who hasn't been on the show.
Yeah, I think Tiara, but I think we can probably see.
Yeah, we'll bring her on. But all right, gonna get back to this episode, you know. But shouts out to GNS, GNS up all day.
Yeah, shout out Jazz. We didn't get to talk about Jazz.
Shout out Jazz. What's up, Jazz?
Jazz is working.
She's an amazing. Yeah, she's working. She's an amazing singer and all around good person
and amazing artist.
But we got a special episode. All right, we got a guest. We got a call in. One of the people I've been knowing all my life. My big brother.
Dominic.
I'm not going to say, well, you know his last name is Dixon because you know. You know, you know my last name is Dixon. Hold on one quick. Let's get him on the cellular.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, man, this is so far. You could actually.
Big bro, what up?
What's up?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We good. How you feeling, brother?
Huh?
I said, how you feeling?
I feel good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here.
Welcome, officially. It's first time ever. It's first call in, too.
Yeah, first call in.
Yeah.
Where are you calling in from?
Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Texas in this building.
Texas in the building.
Man, I feel like I ain't supposed to be here right now.
Well, sir, you were in the right place. But nah, this is everybody. This is my big brother, Dominic, a.k.a. Man, a.k.a. Kitchen Fresh, a.k.a. a whole bunch of other monikers, but yo... Let me, I just want to tell y'all something about this dude. He is so fucking incredible. Like, he never ceases to amaze me. His drive, his hustle is always unmatched. Every time I talk to him or hear about something he's doing, it inspires me. Yo, and I just want to give a shout out to you, brother. I love you. And thank you for being on the show.
That's so far. That's amazing.
Appreciate you, man. But you know, you are a big inspiration too, man. You know, without you, man, you know, it'd be hard to do a lot of things.
Yeah, turn the glue.
Hey, I do what I can do when I can do it. You know, it ain't much, but I do it.
And he does a lot.
No, but this is your first time on the show. Tell the people about yourself. Yeah. We want to know who Dominic is.
Yeah, this is my first time getting to meet you. I'm very happy that this threw this way.
tell us about you, bro.
That's a good question. I asked myself that the other day. About me. Man, I am a strong indigenous man, should I brought that out. I'm family oriented. I love my family. I love making things happen. I love being positive, and I love people. I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, man. It's about growing. I love growth, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my biggest inspirations besides my family, you know, is growth.
Yeah.
How do you, question for you, so... The world is crazy right now. Everything out there is crazy. And it is so easy to hang on to negativity. Like this machine, this monster called technology and even other factors, it makes it so convenient to be negative. How do you find yourself staying positive? You know, in this world, you can answer this too, Sage.
Yeah,
you know, but big girl,
you can never forget where you come from. I believe coming from a time where I come from, you know, we didn't have a lot of stuff that we have now, but we were still able to do the same thing that you're able to do now. You know what I'm saying? So I just, most of all, I stay grounded, you know, in my culture and who I am. You know what I'm saying? And how I deal with it is just. Negativity, period. You have to overlook it because the machine will allow you to create whatever perception that you want to be, whoever you want to. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that a lot of people gravitate towards that in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're really aware of the aura that they create for themselves and how they implement that in their lives and in other people's lives, you know, because a lot of people are very feeling based. A lot of people want to talk. And it's not really about action no more. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people want to do this freedom of speech thing when actually freedom of speech never got us anywhere but in trouble. You know, freedom of speech is what caused a lot of gossip, a lot of posts, a lot of this, a lot of emotions, a lot of that. So I do my best at being attentive and being aware of who I am. Like I said, indigenous, you know what I'm saying? And saying that is that I stay connected to my ancestors. I stay connected to my granny. I stay connected to my daddy. I stay connected to those folks that reminds me of who I am and don't get caught up in it. And though I do use the AI and things like that to create content, but I use it for a positive conversation. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel pretty similar. Like, I feel that it's the case that when you're dealing with a scenario where the world is ever changing and ever moving, and it has no like kind of a collected identity as it used to. So we used to live in like a monoculture, like everybody knew that the 90s had a certain aesthetic or like 80s had a certain aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And so like now we're in an era where you get to pick and choose different aesthetics from different eras and then you create the perception that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, as long as you stay tied to your origins, be very growth oriented and understand that. And then also understand the ways in which power plays into your own decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that you're part yourself, you're part system in that type of sense. Like you're an amalgamation of your environment, your people around you, your ancestors, all that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then equal parts of like your ability to control and change what you can and forming your identity around like the things that you create and the things that you can basically like deduce or induce through like reasoning and thinking and being very contemplative as a person. It'll just make it so that you'll be able to adapt and change and still keep your heart and your essence and your soul in that type of environment.
I feel that. As far as me, how I stay positive, it's hard. As you know, like I was saying earlier, before we got you on the phone, bro, there's been a lot going on. I've moved, I've changed jobs, and, you know, in the midst of that, it's kind of, it's easy to get swept up in everything, you know. Things, because I went from working in the same place for the past 3 years and living in the same place for the past 3 years, all that got turned up on its head. And now I'm in a whole different borough. I'm in a whole different place where I'm spending, you know, 8 to 9 hours a day with people that I don't know. And it's easy to get caught up and slip into that negative mindset, especially when I'm in a mode where I'm trying to learn. And the way I am personally, like, I'm really hard on myself if I don't know something. And it's not, you know, I'm not getting the results I want. It's easy to beat myself over the head for not knowing. And the reasons for that is probably part of a whole other episode, because that'll be a whole dissertation on its own. But within that, you know, it's there's certain lessons that, and I feel like this might be the same for everybody, that we have to, throughout life, we have to, even though we know, we have to keep learning and reinstitute. It's like I have to learn how to be, how to extend the same amount of kindness that I do to others to myself. You know? Because it's, you know, because I'm coming from a position that's speaking specifically about work as my example. I'm coming from a position of management where I kind of, everybody came to me for answers.
Yeah.
And now I have to go to everybody else for answers because this is a completely new field.
Yeah, it's like a humbling.
I don't know, you know. And I have to look at that and say, Trent, you're still learning. It's okay not to know.
Yeah.
You know, even if you've learned it, it's a lot. It's okay not to know, you know. And it's hard to continuously, you know, throw myself in there and stay positive because it can be exhausting at times. But there are different things that keep me positive. Like you guys said, leaning towards staying grounded and something as simple as like a phone call or a text from a friend or, you know, my brother.
Yeah.
that'll kind of bring me back. And it's always like the simplest things. It's like, you know what? Shit ain't that bad.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a good spot.
Need like reference points, and it's a thing in life where you have to go from reaching levels of mastery and like going through, I call it going through phases.
Absolutely.
Just like, you know, you start from, you're still letting go of like past chapters in life oftentimes, and then you're also incorporating new chapters, and you're still not like 100% in whatever you're going to do or 100% in the things that you're working on.
Yeah.
But it's just like a constant trying to like self-humbling, like, oh yeah, I'm a face this trial. Even though I learned this lesson, I'm going to relearn the lesson, take a new insight, be the student again. And a lot of times when you're called to be the student again, it's just like, man, it's kind of like, it's like when you play a game and like your prestige is just like, I know all the mechanics of the game.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I have nothing to really help me execute and be at the same level I was before. I have to start from like zero to build up.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a little bit easier this time, like, because you know that it exists somewhere.
And it's cyclical too. It's all a cycle. But can I say this real quick? I know you probably got something to say, bro. But I've been playing a lot of God of War.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Valhalla. Gosh. And one of the lessons that it's reteaching me is that failure is a necessity.
Yeah.
To the process, because I've got my ass kicked so many times, but each time you fail in there, you build yourself up. You collect resources.
Yeah.
You get up and you go back at it, and you learn how to reuse all these different tools. So that's one of the things I was doing. I was like, yo, I'm not using all my tools. So I finally beat it,
yeah,
and I'm excited.
That's fire.
And I built myself up to what's up, bro?
You know, no, I was saying that's
facts.
You know, it's this thing that I say, new level, new devil. But it comes to a point to where, like, your lessons are really stepping stones, bro. Because a lesson, even a loss or whatever, is like, all it is karma. And it's showing you where you need to grow at. And if you don't grow in those areas, then it becomes karmatic. It comes round and round until you learn how to grow. But then when you have a different perception of things, there's no more losses, it's all lessons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, you need those, because just like growth has to come with destruction. Just think about it. When you're rebuilding a city, there's no way you can build a city without destroying something or demolition or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You have to tear something down to rebuild it. Like, nothing is gonna always, because if something is always good, then it leaves you no room to grow, bro.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So you need those chapters in your life, because those chapters will give you. Then when you get a moment of reflection, you can look back and be like, damn, man, it was really easy to what I thought it was. You just have to figure it out. You'll realize God put those obstacles in front of you for a reason, because it's somewhere you need to be, and you can't get to where you're going in life staying on the same level.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with that. And I agree that, like, growth is like a weird, it's a weird and interesting thing, especially as a person, because like people ask like, why am I going through this? But then it's just like a thing that I learned is like, ask a second why. And it's like, all right, why am I going through this? Why am I asking about why am I going through this? Like, what is that? What is actually bothering me about the fact that I'm going through this? And it's like that second level.
Yeah, and a lot of times it comes from the lack of knowledge, not having knowledge in that certain area. And
yeah.
Once you acquire that knowledge, then you understand it more of like, damn, it wasn't even that why was really knowledge that I needed to gain to understand that why.
And speaking of something you said earlier, I kind of have this philosophy that there is no difference between destroying and creating.
Yeah.
Because they're both synonymous. It's all about the connotation that's attached to it. When you destroy a building, you know, you're creating a pile of debris. You know, when you devour food, you're creating nutrients in your body. So it's all about perception, you know, and when you go into it, what's up?
No, I'm agreeing, bro.
Yeah, no, when you go into situations, you got to keep that in perspective. It's all part of one big process. And back to God of War, yeah. I just want to say this real quick. I went in, and when I built myself up to the level of mastery, and I've gone back like 3 times through and kicked everybody's ass because, you know, they all, I took names, and I came back. But, yo, I was going to make another point, and I lost it because I started thinking about God of War, how much it made me. Oh, yeah. Another thing is, too, you know, when I'm relearning these lessons, I have to also look back at where I was before I was a manager at my previous job. Going back to the example of my work, you know, I didn't start off as a manager. I didn't start off knowing all the answers. I had to start where I am now and learn all those things, you know. I think I was probably a little hungrier back then because I was a little more, I was admittedly a little more desperate back then.
Yeah.
I've gotten a little comfortable, which I'm kind of kicking myself for, but it's okay. Because, you know, another lesson to learn.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's also like, I think I was watching a review video from Anthony Fantano, and he was talking about Logic's album. I didn't get to really listen to the new Logic album, but he said one of the big takeaways.
I didn't even know you had an
album. Yeah, I didn't even know. That man said he was retired. I took him at his word. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was like 7 years ago. Yeah, but anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, he was talking about, like, one of the main takeaways being, like, I can't be that same kid that had the fervor to drop those 7 mixtapes anymore because I'm older now and I'm more knowledgeable, but I can offer you something different now than I could never, ever then because of the experience. So maybe the hunger and the fervor there, and maybe like the level of mastery looks different. The perception of mastery is different. And I think taking that into account when you're growing, because, like, you know, comparison kills, like, really good things. So it's like I'm comparing myself to my younger days or my what I used to do before. But it's like I've grown so much from then that the person then is out of his depth for things that I just take naturally.
Wow.
And it's just like that's a big part of growth, because it's just like if you've grown, if the flower petal grew and doesn't 100% know the roots, doesn't matter, like it still knows its height and it still knows that its place of origin, even though like it's kind of memories of it and the memories are distorted with time of what it used to be a root. It's just like I knew I came from that, so like I could only keep on growing higher and like bloom like bigger. I don't know.
Nah, that's dope though. Yasin Bey said
exactly, that's good. That's like a form of like muscle has memory. That's like when you go to the gym, you gotta do 100 reps in the set. But then once you get wise and you build muscle, you get bigger and stronger, but you do less.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? That's just the wisdom and the knowledge that comes with the muscle and the hustle.
Exactly. I think that's even a better.
And, yeah, that he was more hungry then because you was more hungry then because it was a lot of stuff that you need to learn. And it was exciting. But now, it's not like you lost that drive. It's just like everything you inquired then were double the pay now because you have to work less harder because you know more shortcuts. That was what the whole process was about.
Yeah, it's different now. What were you about to say, Sage?
I actually don't remember.
It's all good. No, I was going to say to your point.
I'm sorry, dog.
You're good. I was going to say, Yasin Bey, to quote the great Yasin Bey, he was saying that comparison is the enemy to creativity. Or did he say competition is the enemy? One of those. But I think it's
applicable.
Yeah. But, I mean, either way, you know, it's kind of in tune with what you were saying. You know, when we tend to look, a lot of times, I mean, and sometimes it does advance us, but a lot of times when we tend to look outward when it comes to creative ventures, it makes us stagnant, you know, when there's that comparison to like, oh man, this person, when they started out, they had this and they had that, you know, they had this backing, as opposed to just, you know, taking what you have and running with it.
Yeah.
It kills creativity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get too wrapped up with everyone, you know, with what everyone else is doing.
I believe that's one of the biggest sins that you can commit to yourself is comparison, because nobody is alike. Like, we can all sit in the same role, but we all took different roles here.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So when I look at somebody and I be like, oh, yeah, he doing that, as far as I go with it, I be like, shit, if he can do it, I know I can do it. As far as like how he got it, as far as like what he got, it don't matter no more. Because one thing, I know I'm supposed to beat up. And one thing about it, I'm going to do what I got to do to beat up. And it ain't going to take his way. It's going to be my way. And it's like Kanye, it's like what Kanye say, shit, even when I'm late, I'm on time.
Nah, that's the amazing thing about you. It's like whenever you, you know, whenever you come out fresh, it's like you're never wanting. You always went out there and got it, no matter what, you know. You always found a job, or two jobs, or three jobs. You know, you always found a way.
The hard part about it too, bro. And then when you get there, you realize, man, I don't even Hey, could it be like, say, $1 million fans? You be like, man, I want $1 million. Woo-woo. Once you get it, you be like, man, I'm not about to buy that shit I once thought I was gonna buy. Because you get smarter once you get there. You be like, man, I'm about to, because you never want to go backwards, bro. You
yeah.
Keep evolving. You want to keep adding to it. So you be like, man, you want to what? Now I got this, I'm about to go ahead and do this, because you're going to always eat. As time go on, you're going to get better. When you acquire more,
mm-hmm.
you just get less time, bro.
I
would say never settle, you know what I'm saying? Never settle, bro. Always look to be better, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I even tell myself that every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at the frog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I use the concept of the frog. Like, it once was a tadpole, and then it evolves to a frog. But then it can always go back to where the tadpole was. But it's not a tadpole no more. Even though it used to be, it can still go back to that old environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at things when I want to go somewhere. I always think of, like, the frog. Like, I know the tadpole used to look at land and be like, oh, man, I want to walk on the grass one day. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it does it. Shit, I want to go back to the water.
The grass is always greener.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You think the grass is green. When you get there, you be like, man, I'm going to go back to the water.
Wait, you get there and it's like, yo, this is a Diddy party. I don't want to be
here. Oh, my God.
He's like, but my question to you is,
that is when you do get to where you want to be, you can always go back to where you came from, but you got more.
Yeah. Whether it be a monetary more or a wisdom more, you know, you always collect something. But no, is that one of the lessons that you always have to remind yourself, that you can always grow? Was that one of the things you have to teach yourself?
Because if not, bro, you'll never look for a raise. You'll never look for a position. Like, a lot of people want a job, and when they get the job, they be like, man, I don't even want this job, bro. People start complaining, and it's because once they got the job, they never had intentions of reaching high levels.
Man, if that ain't true, I don't know what it is. I've hired, as the manager of my last job, I've hired so many people that were hungry, like, yeah, what a job, I'll do anything. I'll be this, I'll be that. Then when they get it, it's kind of like they're just there. I'm just here to collect a paycheck. Which, I mean, you know, there are other factors that contribute to that too.
Yeah.
You know. But I can't, you know, you can't force everybody to be you. Personally, if I sign a contract to put my name on something, I'm going to try to do that something to the best of my ability, you know, regardless of all the external factors. Were you about to say something, Sage?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, One of the things I've been, like, reflecting on lately is the question of who do I want to be at the end of this? Mm. And I feel like that's coming up a lot on this episode. And I think oftentimes we know where we want to be, but it's really hard to tell who do we want to be at the end of an experience. And I feel like that is a good type of thing to kind of contemplate as you start from square one again, start from, you know, coming around, you know, the bends of experience. And it's just like, all right, who do I want to be at the end of this? Like, now that the frog has the ability to go back to the water and to the grass, who does he want? Like, what is he? And it's just like, he's an amphibian. Like, he's half land dweller, half water being. And it's just like, I exist in both places, and I exist as this thing, and I'm happy to be both. And, like, I know that I want to be, like, incorporating the past, but exploring and adventuring and growing and seeing where I can go. Maybe even to the trees.
Because some strong frogs will make it to the street, and some are just standing. Man, I got a question.
Go for it.
So yeah. Does the tadpole manifest itself into the frog, or does it naturally? If it don't do it naturally, does it die out?
Mm-hmm. What was that last part of the question? I didn't get that.
So, you know, the frog, the tadpole has to evolve into a frog, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does it manifest itself there? Does it actually know what it's doing to get there? Or does it just do it naturally?
I feel like
it has to manifest itself. And if it don't manifest itself, will it die off as a tadpole?
I feel like it's a bit of both. I feel like I come from the standpoint that, like, time is not really linear. It's all happening. So if it's imagined and he's manifesting, it already happened in that type of way. So, like, you know, we know the cycle of a frog. Like, it has to start from a tadpole and it has to exist as a frog. And then, you know, the time that it takes in between, all the possibilities of its being is charted. At any point in time, it could have died, and that's already a charted possibility. So we already know the possibilities, and it just becomes, like, they call it probabilistic. So it's just, what is the probability of you reaching to this spot? And so in some ways, like, just little actions, like the tadpole maybe swimming this direction or being in the right place, right time, it manifests in him being able to survive to reach the end of the journey. So I think in life, that type of manifestation, it may not be an intentional one in the sense that, like, oh yeah, I want to be the frog, but it's just like the probabilistic type of manifestation. Like, I will do these actions to set myself up to be the frog, whether I know it or not, or whether I'm aware of that even being the reality of the ways that I can evolve. And I feel like that's kind of like life, because you don't know at what point you'll be the frog until you're probabilistically very close to it. Mm-hmm. And then when you're there, you're probabilistically acting in a way so that you can grow even more, and you're just doing small little actions of growing and manifesting and self-reflection in that way to kind of make sure you're answering, like, who do I want to be in that current moment?
Hmm.
And every action answers, like, who do I want to be? So, like, helping a person across the street, that's who I want to be. That's, like, the precedent of who I want to be. And then that determines who do you want to be at the end of this, because that's what you remember for your actions.
So basically what you're saying is that whatever you want to be 10 years from now, you have to put that person
into
play right now.
Yeah, it's kind of like the highest point of a ball held at the highest point has the highest potential, but it loses potential as it travels through its journey, but it is making its journey. So you're losing a bit of potential, but you're exchanging that for energy, and it's just amalgamating in a different way.
Mm.
And it's like, I may not have that high potential I used to have, but doesn't mean I can't build up high potential again.
Mm-hmm.
For something new. Maybe it's just a high potential in this. I execute my journey. I took my path of flight. Everything came to an end in that flight. Now it's time to start a new journey, a new flight, build new potentials.
Mm.
So certain things come about off of, like, infinite intelligence, and then other things that come about by inquiring the knowledge that you need to have intelligence.
Yeah, I feel like it's a mix of both, and then also, like, infinity as, like, a concept is not even, like, that. I remember I was watching a video, shout out to Vsauce on YouTube, but I used to watch his videos when I was a little kid. But there's a thing that he points out in the video. It's like there's different types of infinities, and basically, like, the infinity between one and two is, like, uncountable, and so that infinity technically would be bigger than the countable infinity from zero to infinity, because where do you start? So you count from zero to infinity because it's like one, two, as checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
People expect life to have checkpoints in that way. But I feel like more and more I'm realizing maybe we're just a distance between one and zero, or zero and one, and we're going through multiple permutations of things. And maybe we could put maybe a little chapter version, but we're always growing in, like, the greatest of infinities in that way.
Mm.
So,
yo.
Well,
My fault.
Nah, you good. You and your bag. So I want to close it out this episode with this question, and we can go around the table and the phone and answer this. Going back to what you said, though, so at the end of this journey, who do you want to be? I'll let you go first, bro. Go ahead. Talk to him.
Man, who I want to be.
If you need time, let me know. Let me know. I'll throw mine out there.
No, the reason why I say that because it's something that I go through all the time. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to just one thing. I want to be that person that reach and teach. I want to be that person that can give the world, bro, the knowledge they need, bro. Mm. To be the best them. And it doesn't really take a lot. It just takes the action of. I want to be that person that anybody can come to for anything and get that spark they need, bro. I want to be that inspiration to anybody. That's who I'm going to be.
That's I like that. He didn't say that's who I want to be. He said that's who I'm going to be.
See, look.
Yo. Yo, my brother be preaching.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
Sage, you got an answer?
My answer is a contradiction, but I love contradictions. I feel like the biggest contradictions lead to the, you know, biggest versions of truth.
I think we're all contradictions, so it's okay.
Yeah, I want to be everything and nothing. it's a silly answer, but I'll explain it. I want to be, you know, to the people that knew me, to the people that interacted with me, just it was everything for me to meet that person. Like, it was just a beautiful moment and a beautiful thing that I did. And then nothing, because at the end of the day, time will pass. I will be forgotten. That's my right to be forgotten. And I'm happy that I'll be forgotten, because there's many greats that have been forgotten before me, many greats that will be forgotten after me. And so it just shows the interconnectedness of everything that I just joined them in that way. So everything and nothing.
Damn. I hate to disappoint you, but I'm never going to forget you, and I'm going to live forever. So, you're not going to be forgotten. Nah. I think we all sort of have similar answers. What I want to be, I just want to be the same thing that was passed down through me, through all my relatives, some that are still here, a lot that have passed on. R.I.P. Mama Jean. You know, R.I.P. BJ, R.I.P. my dad, R.I.P. Velma Roberts. I just want to be that energy, that goodness that, you know, when a person is having that thought or that doubt, I want to be that energy that helps propel them forward to do something good for somebody else, you know, to do that thing that's going to make somebody else want to do that thing that makes the world better, whether it be, you know, something great and everybody sees it, or whether it be as simple as okay, I found this license on the ground. Let me contact this person through Facebook to try to get it back to them. Yeah. Let me exhaust all the resources to make sure that whatever bad day they're having, I can help correct that in some way or ease that. That's, you know, that's it.
Yeah. Nah, everybody gave profound answers on that one.
But yeah, all right. So closing out, big bro, you got any thank yous, any shout outs you want to give before we get off the phone?
Man, I would like to give a shout out to Love.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. I don't think we've ever shout out Love on this, but go ahead.
Nah, we should more often.
Y'all see, bro. All goodness evolves around love.
You facts. Damn Skippy. And,
I also want to give a shout out to I'm not supposed to be here. Hey. I am here.
I'm so happy that you made it.
This right here is going to live on forever, man, because this is in the airways, man. This is in the tunes right here, man. Y'all going to live forever, man.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Like, you could live forever, but not really.
Yeah. And probably not in the way you intended it.
Like, yeah, like, We touched immortality in ways that you know.
Yeah.
Once that something is out there, it's out there. That energy, that love, that fullness, is like, once you exist, you always existed. Nobody can ever take that away from you. You can exist for 0.1 second. That 0.1 second is yours.
Yay.
That 0.1 second is yours.
Sage, thank you.
Before you said, knew you existed.
Yeah, like, you knew it, but like, exactly, like, before you even knew what existence was, you already existed. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, yeah. you can't even fathom that. Thank yous. Just want to give a thank you to to Amalia, her family, to Thomas and his family, to Julius and his family, to my family, and families in general. They're the bedrock of a lot of love and a lot of heart. And for those that have a chosen family and have friendships that supplement those you know, assigned roles that we tend to assign because it's familiar to us, just know that your found family is just as important. And my found family of friends, like loved ones, they keep me strong. They keep me stable. So just shout out to them.
Bet. Shout out and thank you to my brother, Dominic Dwayne Dixon, for being here on this show, making me Facts. So happy. It's such a good episode, and I love this episode.
I love this episode a lot.
Shout out to my mama for pushing that big head out, giving him the ability to be here with us.
Yo, how many hours was your labor?
I don't remember. I'm gonna have to. I think she said she was like in labor with me for like 18, something like that.
Oh man, my mom will never give it up. She says he was 28 hours. 28. I'll never forgive that.
There's a lot of knowledge you had to bring up.
I was just about to say that's a lot of energy she had to push out.
A lot of sage in the building. Yeah. A lot of sage. I had to clean up shop.
The world is better off for it. All right, big bro, I'm gonna let you go so we can close out. All right, I love you.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.
All right, people. That is our first show from the, I don't know, I guess you'd call it a mid-season break. I don't even know what episode it is.
Yeah, I'm not even sure the episode, but yeah. I just know that it's a lovely episode.
Yeah, we've lost count at this point, but that don't matter because we're back and we're better than ever. You have been a very gripping, invisible audience.
Sardonic wit.
Oh man, I don't even know what
brain is going on. And I've been on my
conscious shit. She loves my sardonic wit. I think I fucked up a bit. And I've been on my conscious shit. I think when I hit the rebound, I just get a little nervous. I think I said to talk too hard, and it's weird because it's just like I want to be like present and just more able to match the vibe. You know? It's crazy that like, you can just get caught up in like a lot of emotions and shit. Jesus.